What's up? It's Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group, Cleveland, Ohio. On the commute, talking real estate. We're heading to meet an investor, a new investor, who's actually a physician looking to invest in real estate. So brand new, newbie looking to learn how to evaluate properties. We're going to look at a property in Cleveland Heights this morning. I believe it's distressed. Looking at the pictures, it's going to need new kitchen, new bath, maybe some other things. There's also what they call a point of sale report. The city inspects the property and then puts all sorts of conditions and violations on the house that are required to be fixed before the house transfers if you buy it, or you have to assume the repairs and then negotiate with the city. They give you 90 days to fix all of the items on the point of sale report, but you can always negotiate with the city to give you more time, because some of the stuff is pretty extensive work. You have to hire contractors like to do concrete work or whatever, so you know, it might take more than 90 days, but as long as you're communicating with the city building department, then they should give you some extra time. So what are we going to look at today? You know, as soon as we let me step back. And normally you know, because I've done so many of these inspections I don't really go and see houses anymore, and unless I have them under contract. But for the purpose of this is a new client, so, and I'm basically teaching him how to evaluate the property to identify repairs and things like that, so, and then also to help estimate. Like, I haven't even stepped foot into this house, but I know it's going to need at least $40,000 worth of work, a minimum, because of the point of sale. The point of sale, I believe, was requiring $20,000 to be put in escrow. So, and that's an estimate that the city gives for big ticket items to make sure that they get done. That doesn't include all the items, like little things like, you know, they might require you to repair a window or you know, put ground fault interrupters near water sources, things like that. But I think the big ticket items like the roof, the siding, driveways, if there's a major electrical work, major plumbing work that needs to be done, that sort of thing, they're going to put a number to it, and then that's what you're going to have to put in escrow in order to assume the violations if you're buying a house like this. So we talked in other videos about estimating. I mean, the kitchen's going to be at least $10,000, and these are standard kitchens. We're talking not even granite countertops, but Formica, nice countertops that look like granite, or maybe even butcher block countertops, new shaker cabinets, all the plumbings, the fixtures, the flooring, light fixtures, appliances, just, you know, for, and I'm talking a typical 1,500 square foot home, three bedroom, maybe one or two baths, kitchen, $10,000 easily. And then the bathrooms, I would budget about $7,000 to $10,000 just for the bathroom. So, and if it's distressed, we're not just putting paint up and then just trying to utilize what's there. I mean, if it's decent enough, we will. But if it's not, then you're gonna just have to replace. Most of the time, it's cheaper to replace and start from new. So demoing everything down to the studs and then starting over is cheaper than trying to restore what's there. Trust me, you can try it. You know, so if something has to be almost turnkey in order to use what's existing there. And you know, that obviously is cheaper than replacing, but in a distressed home, and most of the new investors I work with are looking to buy homes that are, you know, 50%, maybe even 70 or less, 50%, maybe 30% less than what the market rate of the house is. So you have to, you know, figure that out. And then the major systems, like I said, a furnace, probably about $3,000, a hot water tank, about $1,000. This includes the materials and labor. Roof, it's really tough to say. And, you know, so you're getting into it pretty deep if you're doing these things. Now, if there's structural issues in the basement, like walls are caving in, there's a lot of water coming into the basement, then you're gonna have to waterproof the house, which means digging around the whole perimeter and putting in new drain tile. And that's about, let's see, $100 a square foot. I'm not a square foot, $100 linear feet. So if the house is normally 25 by 25, if it's a square, then each side is $2,500. So 2,500 times four, that's $10,000 for the waterproofing. So, and then you're gonna tear up the landscaping, so that'll need to get fixed. So, you know, again, it's this is not cheap. If you're gonna do this right, and today's market demands that you do it right, depending on a neighbor, you don't have to do it, you know, like you would do your house. But these prices are talking basic minimum standards, so that the house looks decent, so that you can get top rents in that market. Now, if you're in an urban area and stuff like that, you could probably slightly reduce that price as far as, but you know, you're still going to be not more than 5 to 10% lower than you would be in the suburbs. So this is why I suggest you buy in a B neighborhood, pay a little bit more, because you're going to be paying for the renovations anyway, plus you'll get a better tenant, maybe even higher rents. You could go into the C and D neighborhoods, but you know, you're going to have to realize you're dealing with different kind of tenant. They're not going to respect the house as much, even if you fix it up immaculately. They don't care. You know, they think it's theirs. You know, they're entitled to it, and if they break it, they will assume that you have enough money to fix it whenever they break something. So we'll give you an update. I'm gonna do some video while we're on site, so we can show you some things, and then hopefully you'll get some value out of that.